Shavua Tov, everyone. In just a minute, we're going to say Slichos. For over 1,000 years, Jews have had this custom to wake up or stay up until Chatzos or into the wee hours of the morning to entreat HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask Hashem for forgiveness as we prepare for the Yom HaDin. Just want to share one brief thought to perhaps keep in mind tonight and going forward. The central theme of Slichos are the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, which God has promised us through Moshe, that whenever we say them, they will never go unanswered. These 13 Midos HaRachamim parallel the 13 Midos Shatorah Nedreshes Bahen. We say each morning, the Brisa of Rav Yishmael, that there are 13 ways that humanity has been taught to interpret the Torah. And those parallel the 13 ways that humanity was taught to interpret God and his traits of mercy and how to interact with the world and redefine it through the process of tshuva. You can compare each one. I just want to focus on the last one. Vinake, that God cleanses. So what does it mean that God cleanses? The last of the 13 midos shatorin adreshes behen is v'chein shnei hachsuvim hamachishim ze eze ad sheyovo hakosuv hashlishi v'yachriya beineihem. Many times in the Torah we have one verse that implies one thing and we have another verse that implies the direct opposite. It contradicts it. There are contradictions. And we need a third verse to come and make shalom, to make peace, to reconcile, and to offer a way to create a framework to understand that contradiction. That's what it means that God cleanses. Throughout our lives, we have contradictions. We want to do what God says. Sometimes we don't live up to those expectations, and there are contradictions in our lives. But that doesn't define us. What defines us is that Kosuv HaShlishi, that third verse of God, that God cleanses, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the central focus in our lives, that eclipses any cognitive dissonance in our spiritual living. And so perhaps tonight, as we begin the Yud Gimel Midos, as we begin beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy, we should think about that in our lives, inevitably, contradictions creep up, whether it's Bein Adam Lamakom, between humanity and God, whether it's Bein Adam Lachavero, between people and each other and friends and family. Contradictions inevitably emerge. And the way that we reconcile it, that Kosuv HaShlishi, is when God cleanses, when God is the central focus in our lives, God can handle contradictions. And if he can, we can follow in that path as well. Shavua Tov.